It's Anne with your Coaching on the Go. I'm on my way back from Spirit River after having used almost 9 gallons of stain. Boy, that structure, as small as it is, 26 by 14, and it's not a two-story structure, it certainly was thirsty. That, you know, what I did up there, the four visits, doing some coaching, some Zooms. I even did a master class from up there using my phone as a hotspot. The kinds of things I'm experiencing now, the kinds of freedom to navigate my life and see what's possible and just feel free in my own skin, you know, to be able to roll with and take best advantage of the moment and listen and hear direction so that I'm super efficient in manifesting what I'm interested in. That didn't just happen overnight for me. This week we're talking about your inner structures and giving yourself an audit. How long has it been since you did a reboot? And, you know, have you ever really fully understood the rules that you govern yourself by? Because you're the one who sets those. I had to admit that. It was a revelation to me that I'm the one who's created all the rules that I live by. I've either made the rule from scratch or I decided to adopt it, take it on because I saw it somewhere else, or I believed I had to, but still I chose it because I chose that belief too, that I had to do some societal thing or something that was acceptable to someone I loved, or I was raised that way. You know, all these defaults to your own actual responsibility for your own self, your own personal power. All this giving away of personal power, okay? That stops. That gets to stop. No matter what you believe about your afterlife, your current life, you get to be in control of your moment. You get to be the creator of that moment. And that's the basis of my teaching and my educating and my empowerment with you, is that you are the master creator in your world. And so if you don't believe it right now, what if it was true? What if? Because I'm living in that space and it's very empowering for me. So what if it was true? What if it could be true? Is that worth playing in, rolling around in, and seeing and running a test experiment on? Years ago, I was asked, what are my rules? I couldn't even cough them up. I mean, they're so pervasive. They're so embedded that often we don't, you know, that's our structure that we operate from, so we don't look at it. That's a metacognitive process that we don't do. So I'm asking you this week, if you haven't, I'm sure you've done some work before, but I'm asking you to really take a conscious look this week. So you, what did you find out from yesterday's looking? What rules do you operate by? What are your non-negotiables? And do you have any rules or beliefs that you allow to evolve? You know, maybe you can find one that you've let evolve over time. Perhaps you had one as a family and you allowed yourself to develop your own rule as you left your parents' home around that because you didn't like it. You didn't believe in it. So this is the beginning of another one of those rabbit holes. Like the chicken or the egg, where does it start? We're just going to start. And I'm going to ask you whether you're having a beautiful life right now that's pretty awesome and you're just looking for constant, never-ending growth, which is what I'm always doing, or you're in a spot where I previously was many times, where you feel like you're like someone else has invaded your life and you're not even living your life anymore. Like you're wondering how you got here. What did you do to get here? How did you get here? Why are you here? Why is your life looking this way? It's incongruent with who you are, what you believe for yourself, what you're making or what you're doing is not in line with your talent, your brilliance. You are in a spot where maybe you've completed a chapter in your life and you're nervous about the next, or you're scared, or you're not knowing what to do and everybody else is doing things around you that you don't feel like that's your step. So here's where we get to really step into your authenticity and find it again. And really, and if you are fairly there, really lock in and make sure that your trajectory is one that you're setting yourself up for, that you want. So I'm going to have you start today by, you know, noticing when you feel like there are moments in the day when your life is not, okay, so either you feel hurt or betrayed or agitated. And what happens, Tony Robbins talks about this, is when you're hurt, a rule of yours has been broken. When something isn't going the way you think it should, it's because a structure that you've created, I'm adding this now, a structure you've created is being breached. Something that you expect or that you've got down as a structure or a rule is being... Sorry about the road noise. If you can hear that, I'm in transit. Something that you, a structure you set up is being tapped on. It's not in alignment with that structure. So the first part of this work is interesting. All you do is take notice of when that's going on and find out, okay, if you feel hurt, what rule just got broken by somebody? Because you're choosing to interpret whatever the experience is as pain or a letdown or not going the way you wished. These are your interpretations and they're based off of your rules and structures. So the baby step that you get to take today and this week and forever, it never stops being an interesting tool, is when you're feeling misaligned, what rule or structure is being breached? And then you're going to discover your rules and your structures, and you'll get to label which ones are your non-negotiables. Like, you will not, they are essential to your happiness and health. And which rules are able to be negotiated. In my world, every rule can be negotiated. And if someone else has a rule, that's their rule, but it's not necessarily mine. Even the speed limit is, for in my world, it's a suggestion. And just, if that bothers you, you get to look at your rule. Get to look at your rule around it. But, you know, everybody's got hard and fast rules that they don't breach, and then others that are other people's rules that they decide if they're going to adapt them or not, adopt them, take them on. So today you get to do the courageous work of digging and noticing and being curious and writing it down. That's the homework. If you come up with a great rule that doesn't make sense to you, that you think is a little crazy right now, feel free to post it in our community page. I'd love to, even some of your typical rules, I'd love to hear what your rules are, what you discover. And if you can even, if you're struggling with finding your rules, you know, put a note in there. Just talk about, and then the community can respond to you. So, sending you big love today as you jump further into this courageous auditing process.